Good morning, everybody. Sherm here, the Crazy Agent. Hope you're having a fantastic now, the moment that you listen to this. Diving into season seven, we're talking all about how you can build a client base. Ideal for someone that's in the insurance game, wealth management, financial services, accountant, attorney, where you're building your business one client at a time. So we're going to talk. We talked about planning out your year, planning out your month, planning out your ideal work week. And again, not all those ideal situations are going to occur, but you're basically planning ahead. And don't get stuck on the planning mode because you got to execute. The last episode we talked about was about there's riches in niches. And I know some people will call it a niche, but ultimately for it to rhyme, it's got to be riches and niches. And that's from a marketing perspective. Today, I want to be able to talk about goals and ultimately putting it together. Before we dive into that content, let's first hear a word from our sponsor. All right, diving right into the material, everybody. As we look at our goals, for some people, if they can't visualize where they want to be, it's hard for them to see where they want to go. For other people, it's important for them to be able to have some kind of milestones, some markers, if you will, on this path towards progression, this path towards client building. Now, one of the important things to understand is that there needs to be a patience to the pursuit of growing your business. And what I mean by that is no matter how many days you stack, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you stack that week after week, you can't hack yourself to more clients. You can gain more clients. You can do different aspects, right? So if let's say, for example, I'm doing employee benefits. I can go after one company that might have 100 or 200 employees and thus, in a sense, hack my way to a multitude of clients. However, if we really look at it from an employee benefit perspective, that company is the client. So it's much more of a B2B conversation than a B2C, right? Instead of being business to business, it's business, or instead of being business to consumer, it's more of a business to business conversation. Now, let's say you sell life insurance. Again, you can't create efficiencies in greater relationships or people to trust you faster. By having more commonality, you can create more similarities, you can create more trust by being able to connect with people in a genuine way, being very transparent in your process. You can definitely help people gain trust, but you can't speed up that process. Because ultimately what you're dealing with is you're dealing with people and their emotions and their situations. What goals are going to be able to help you do is give you some areas to focus in on, some targets, whether that's a certain number of clients to acquire or a certain amount of revenue that you want to achieve through charging them fees or receiving commissions. It becomes extremely important to write down what you want to accomplish. And I think sometimes it's a little easier to be more simple than complex. It's easier to have a few than many, especially as you're first starting out. There's a lot that you're learning. There's a lot that you're gaining. There's a lot that you're having to do and learn and get through. So remember, this path towards success, failures included. You're going to do different niches that don't make sense. You're going to do different marketing activities that aren't going to come to fruition. You're going to be talking to a multitude of different people that don't return your emails, that don't return your phone calls, that don't return your text messages, that fall off the face of the planet as if they gone into witness protection program. You got ghosted. It's going to happen. It happens to everybody as they're building out this client base. I know in the insurance industry, they have this 10-3-1 model. 10 referrals will lead to 3 face-to-face conversations, and those 3 face-to-face conversations will lead to 1 sale. But when you dig into that model, that 1 sale actually occurs over 3 years. So 0.6 by first year, then 0.2 year 1, and then 0.2 the year 3. So it becomes crucial to be able to keep in contact with people that haven't said yes yet. So in this, number one is you have to have some kind of goal in your mind of what you want to achieve. And understand that you want to make a goal that fits your model. So if you're the kind of person that likes to run past their goals, then you want to make sure that your goal allows you the ability to not only achieve it, but then gives you that buffer room to get beyond it. Another one that you might want to have a look at when it comes to setting goals is that it should inspire you. It should not be have all the answers. It should have all, not all the details. A lot of the goals that you and I put forward, we don't know exactly how we're going to get there, but we know that we can get there. And I think goals should be somewhat anxiety ridden. It should cause you a little bit of anxiousness. It should cause you to move you. So if you don't know how to get there, you might reach out to a mentor. You might attend a webinar. You might attend a conference. You might read a book. You might be coachable. It's important that the goals that we have set, we want to achieve. Not the goals that some sales manager gave you, not that some corporate office gave you, but goals that mean something to you. So if it's number driven, right? Like let's say, for example, from a commission's perspective, what does that commission mean to you? What will you do with that money that you've earned? What will provide for you? And that's probably far more motivating and inspiring because it means something to you. Because you're going to do something with that. The other thing when it comes to goals, is you want to commit to those commitments. Goals are things that you've set for yourself that you want to accomplish. It's a you thing, and it can benefit a we thing. But the pursuit of your goals is all about you. It could be knowledge-based. It could be a certain number of clients, a certain number of relationships, a certain number of referral partners, getting a mile deep so people know who you are and what you professionally do. We'll get into networking in another episode. Write down those goals and then constantly and consistently review them. People that accomplish goals, most of the time, have gone back to their goals over and over and over. The reason why doctors have a high percentage of people that enter medical school and graduate with an MD is because they've attracted people that have pursued and decided to become a physician many years before wanting to become a physician. And that they've then focused, put in the time, the effort, the sacrifices to becoming a physician. So it's of no wonder that they have most medical schools have like a 90% graduation rate. It's because they've committed to that pursuit. How committed are you to your goals? Sherm's out.